Vaughn, congratulations on your big game. What were the keys to kind of having a breakout game?
The walkthroughs, we did a lot of walkthroughs that day. We did like 4 walkthroughs, and I guess that helped me focus more and tune into the game. It really did. So I think that was the big contributor.
You were able to catch the ball in enough space where you were able to show some quicks. How fun was that to be able to do?
I mean, that was real fun. I mean, that's where my talent is, being in space. I'm not a natural receiver, and I'll be the first to admit that. But when I get the ball in my hands, I can take it the distance. I'm very confident in that. So that's where my talent was. And, you know, it felt good being back where I'm comfortable getting the ball in my hands. So
you almost got another touchdown. How bad do you want that touchdown?
I want it bad. I mean, it'll come. The things you want most don't ever come, right? So it'll come. I mean, it'll come. If I feel like if I keep pressing for it, when I get it, it won't be as special. So if I just go out there and play, and when I get it, it'll be special because I'm not pressing for it. So it'll come.
Talk about the season, just kind of your progression and where you're at right now.
I'm just real comfortable with the offense. I know the plays, and I'm super focused, just ready to keep contributing. That's where I'm at.
What do the receivers have to do in case there's a different quarterback this week?
Just be perfect, you know, get our routes to depth, encourage the young quarterback, you know what I mean, be there for him because it is going to be – he's going to be thrown in the fire. So we got to catch everything, be perfect on our routes, help him out, you know, just be there for him.
Your coach was talking about the strength of the Cincinnati team kind of being in their secondary. What do you see about the other guys there in the back on the back end, and what are you kind of looking at with them?
Well, Cincinnati?
Yeah, with the
they have a lot of athletic dudes, you know, but I mean, I haven't really looked at them that much to really be giving a comment on them. But you know, they put up points, and they should be good. I mean, so far from film we watched, they're good. So we'll see. You know what I mean? I'll start dialing into that later in the week. So
a little more focused on yourself right now?
Not really. Just more focused on the playbook and where the offense is going, the whole offense as a whole, not myself. I focused on myself on the field when I get my routes and do releases, you know, the little things.
Can you talk what it does for you as a player, seeing a guy like Taron Houck, who's not even able to walk Thursday and Friday, go out on Saturday and get it out and not only play, but play well?
You say, what does it do?
Yeah.
I mean, a warrior, you feel me? You put on that that helmet, that shoulder pad, you a warrior out there. So it was like, okay, he can do that, I can do it. You know what I mean? No matter what I'm going through. I was sick last week, super sick. So I seen him do that, so I was like, I got to get out there. And, I guess – you see what happened, the whole team rallied.
When we see what you can do in open space, it makes us wonder why you're not on more punt return, kick return.
Me too. Me too. We have that same concern.
I tried to ask that question without controversy.
So are you opening up a campaign for it, or have you been campaigning?
I mean, we'll just let coaches be coaches. You know what I mean? You guys know what I can do. The fans know what I can do. They know what I can do. You know what I mean? It's not like that was the game that it first been displayed. You know what I mean? It's been able to make people miss and be in space during practice when I get those passes. You know what I mean? So it's all about what they want to do. You know, I'm just here to contribute the best way I can. They give me the ball in space, it's going to make some happen. You know what I mean? But until then, I just got to play my role and play my position.
Yep, Tanner right here. Talk about how your chemistry has developed.
Well, like I said, I've been saying this, I don't know how many interviews we did, but me and Tanner have been throwing since the summer, and it's crazy because I used to always just be like, hey, give me a slant route. I used to always just do slants and a little bit of streaks, and I just told him, like, hey, this might be your team. Be prepared, you know what I mean? Like, anything can happen. It's a football season, and first game, what do you know, it happens. I'm his first pass, and I was just like, oh, this is cool. Like, I didn't expect it, but the chemistry is great. I mean, I feel like he knows what he's doing. I feel like he's a vet, you know what I mean? Just his mental way of the game, he kind of knows, and I just follow, you know what I mean? I'm a receiver. I don't get to tell the quarterback, hey, throw it to me, do this, you know what I mean? So I just follow, and if he feels like I'm open, he'll get it to me. Overall, I feel like our chemistry is pretty good. What you think, Tanner?
I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great. Nah, it's owe it to him. I mean, I just get open and catch the ball. it's him that puts the ball on me, makes the read. So that's credit to him. I'm just a good receiver. That's all I do.
It's kind of well documented, your trials and journeys here at BYU. It looks like you're pretty upbeat right now. How are things going off the field for you?
I'm always upbeat. I mean, there's never really a time where I'm sad. If I'm sad, you guys would know. You know what I mean? Because I'm always an upbeat person. I'm always smiling, always singing, always, you know what I mean? But the times that I had that were trials, they weren't really trials like crucifixion, like Jesus trials or something like that, or Tupac or something like, not those type of trials, you know what I mean? It was just trials of getting adjusted to the new culture. So, and just, you know, being a guy in Provo, getting used to the honor code, trials like that, you know what I mean? But like I said, I have teammates that helped me out with it, like Kurt, Mitch, Jamal was up here. There's a lot of teammates that helped me out, so I didn't really feel the wrath. And I'm upbeat right now just because that's who I always am. Always been like that, always been happy. And I just feel good, bro. It's my last senior year. There's no reason for me to have an attitude, no reason for me to be down. Like, each day, got to be positive. Each day, I got to work on something. I can't afford a day off. You know what I mean? So it's just the mindset. You choose to be happy, you choose to be positive, and I'll choose to be upbeat every day. When I'm sad, you know. When something's bothering me, you would know. And I will not hold my tongue. So
you see that on Twitter.
Yeah. I got to work on that. That's something I have to work on, seriously.
Twitter's dangerous.
It's so dangerous. It can promote you, and then it can degrade you at the same time. So you have to be careful. And I'm such a passionate, hard-on-the-sleeve person. You know what I mean? You feel me when I speak. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I have to work on that. Something I have to work on.
You mentioned Jamal. You still keep in touch with him. How's he doing these days?
Yeah, he's doing great. I mean, he texts me almost every weekend. Good luck. Talks to me. Yeah. We don't really talk about football. We just talk about other things. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I keep up with Jamal a lot.